From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's set another record. Hit the website from your smartphone, from your computer, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that number to call for assistance. They're there to help you. 1-855-949-7234. Back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. As we reported last night, scientists are calling a new drug a turning point in the fight against Alzheimer's, with a major trial showing a significant slowing down in cognitive decline. But what exactly is Alzheimer's? What does it do? It's a buildup of protein in the brain, but can you fight it naturally? Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com is with us tonight. He'll take your calls pretty soon to give you some health tips on things that may be affecting you. Doc, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Oh, just busy. Almost as busy as you, George. And you're one of the greatest communicators, so I've always really enjoyed being with you.
Alzheimer's disease, building up a protein in the brain. Is there anything we can do naturally to kind of reduce those things?
Oh, absolutely. I've been working in that area with Alzheimer's, MS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Parkinson's disease, FTD, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
It's all related, isn't it?
All related. They're all actually the same pathology, okay? And it's the white matter of the brain, the myelin, okay, the brain, is damaged. And so we picked out one that's very simple, Parkinson's disease. It's kind of a cousin to Alzheimer's disease. A lot of the same symptoms. And each year, there's 50,000 new cases in America. Right now, there's 500,000 cases
wow.
in America. And there's 37,500 deaths every year from Parkinson's disease.
That's what Michael J. Fox has, the actor.
Exactly. And the life expectancy is 7 to 10 years.
That's it?
That's it, okay. Because once your brain is dead, you're dead, okay? And so we picked that one because the place in the brain is very well documented. It's the substantia nigra, okay? Substantia nigra, which is in the middle part of the brain, and it has little dark spots in it, like dark jelly beans, and that's why the nigra name, okay? And brain, when you have Parkinson's disease can be 25 to 50% affected. Okay, when you have Alzheimer's disease, it's 50% or 75% affected, but it's a lot of the same pathology.
Why does it affect people when they get older, Doc?
Well, it actually starts a long time before you get older. Now, and this is you've asked a very pertinent question there. And when you look at Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and MS, they're always talking about people over 50. Okay?
Yeah.
Well. Now they're finding babies being born with Parkinson's disease. They're finding babies and diagnosing them at 2 years of age, 5 years of age, 7 years of age. I have all these articles now. There's hundreds and hundreds of kids under the age of 12 being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease now. And so it's not an aging thing. These diseases are not aging. They're due to nutritional deficiency. And so I've been working on Parkinson's disease, but we're getting a lot of people with Alzheimer's and MS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, FTD, and ALS, and Lou Gehrig's disease coming to us because we're working in that sort of arena, okay? So we're getting a lot of great information here. So you've asked a very pertinent question, and I'll give you some insights. One of the things I looked at, are there any countries that have an extremely low rate of Parkinson's disease compared to America? Well, yeah. When you look at the Filipinos, they have only like 5% of the rate
Is it diet?
You got it. It's diet. You hit the nail on the head. And so when I looked at the Filipinos, what are they doing differently? About 100 years ago, they came up with a dish called flan de leche. Have you ever heard of that?
I have never heard of that. What is that?
It's a mixture of soft scrambled eggs and milk. And they'll eat two meals a day of the flan de leche, or they may use it as a dessert.
It's like scrambled eggs almost.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now, you have to appreciate the brain is made up of the same stuff that eggs are made out of. Okay.
All right.
So if you're going to give the brain the flan de leche, you're not going to get the degeneration that you get if you're just eating wheat, bran, rye, oats, you know, pancakes for breakfast, spaghetti for lunch, all kinds of bread and cakes and cookies and stuff like that at dinner time. And then, of course, after drinking beer made from wheat, that's also problematic. It's still, you got all the gluten in there, so you can't absorb nutrition. And so it's all these common things we don't pay attention to that we've been gathering information on this. And we're going to save a lot of money for humanity. Now, right now, Alzheimer's disease in America alone, this is just America, George, each year we spend, just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent it or cure it, just to treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, we're spending $345 billion a year in America.
Wow. That's astronomical, though.
Astronomical. When it comes to MS and Guillain-Barré syndrome, $85 billion a year just to treat the symptoms, not to prevent or cure it. Parkinson's disease, to treat the symptoms, not to prevent or cure it, is $52 billion. FTD, frontal temporal dementia, which is kind of a cousin to Alzheimer's disease, is $7.28 billion a year. Lou Gehrig's disease is $1.02 billion a year. For a total, all these diseases of the brain here, we're looking at $490 billion, just about a half a trillion dollars, okay, just to treat the symptoms. Now, people would listen to what we were coming up with, and we're just about ready to kind of go to press here because we've been working on this for 2 years, okay?
So the timing's perfect.
Timing is perfect, and I believe we are going to turn this around. We're going to save Americans $490 billion a year.
Well, and a lot of people, Doc.
And we're going to add 25 to 50 healthy years to their life, George. We're going to add 25 to healthy years. Now, it goes back to biblical times. You go back 3,000 years ago in the Old Testament, it had 21 stories in the Old Testament of the land flowing with milk and honey where people lived a long time.
Doc, you're a Bible reader.
Yes, oh yeah.
Good for
I
you.
Read everything, okay? And then, let's see here. Yeah, also, when it came to the Old Testament, there's 100 references to land flowing with milk and honey. The stories, the 21 stories, are two paragraphs to two pages, but the mentions are just, they mention that so-and-so came from land flowing with milk and honey. It was just kind of that thing. There's 100 mentions. So you can't say information was collected like that 3,000 years ago. There had to be something to it. Now, when you look at the people who live the longest now, have the longest life expectancy, are the Hunzas in the Himalayan Mountains. We have all the doctors in the world. We're supposed to have the best doctors in the world, and our life expectancy is 75. When you look at the Hunzas, they don't have any medical doctors. They're still using herbalists and stuff like that. Their life expectancy is 120, and many live to be 130, 140, 150. Okay,
because can they document that?
Oh, yeah, this is all documented. This is all documented.
Oh, my God.
This is all documented. People have been trying to undo what they're saying, but this every time they try to undo it, they just prove that it's true, okay? And it's all being pointed to as the land flowing with milk and honey, because when you look at the Himalayan mountains, you stand in the valleys, you see these white streams coming down. It's not cow's milk, it's not goat's milk, it's glacial milk. We have chapters in some of my books, like Rare Earthsmen and Cures, Chapter 10, is entitled Glacial Milk. We have analyses of the glacial milk, all the different minerals that are in there, the glaciers grinding up the rocks, and the rock dust is white, so it makes the streams look white, and that's where it got the name, the land flowing with milk and honey. Okay? And so this is unimpeachable stuff. This goes back a long period of time. They didn't have 3,000 years ago. They didn't have the ability to do analyses. Okay? But they did have people like Adam, who lived, 930 years. When you look at Noah, he lived to be 950 years. You look at Methuselah, he lived to be 969 years. And there was hundreds of people who were running around telling the story of God, and they lived to be 800 years and 700 years and 600 years because they're living in these lands flowing with milk and honey. It had all these minerals. Okay, and so this part is well documented.
That's fantastic. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. His website is criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it often. And here's that phone number to call, because when we start taking calls very soon with Doc Wallach, and we're going to do that next hour, he talks, and if you are driving, you can't write it down. So call this number, because people are there. He's got a staff behind him taking notes. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. It's the same thing, and that'll get you to it. Doc, you were working on a new book the last time we talked. Is it almost done?
Well, yeah, we have several. The new book, of course, is Dr. Wallach's Revolution, the Wallach Revolution. Okay, and we're making a flip chart out of it. And this book travels over 75 years of the major discoveries that we have made for nutrition. Okay,
that's fantastic.
And then, of course, we have one that's called "It's All in Your Head." We have 37 different diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the cranial nerves and the spinal cord. And the medical profession has missed it by a million miles. They treat each disease like it's a separate thing, but it's all caused by osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing those nerves. For instance, atrial fibrillation, where your heartbeat just goes crazy, goes, runs fast, runs slow, stops for a couple of minutes, does all this weird stuff, and they anesthetize you, cut you open, take your heart out, and put a machine on your heart.
They zap you and everything else.
They zap you, okay, and it has the highest death rate of any treatment, of any medical treatment. And it's not a heart disease. It's actually the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, which is impacting how the heart works. Okay, so these are the sort of things we've figured out, and this is all in this book. It's All in Your Head. And so those two books together, It's All in Your Head, and which covers, I think it's like 300 diseases, okay, that have to do with all these nerves being squeezed. Spinal cord gets squeezed by the skull, and you have osteoporosis of the skull. You can get up 3, 5, 8, 10 times a night to urinate, and the doctors say, oh, you have a prostate problem. And the patient will say, I'm a girl, I don't have a prostate. Oh, okay, well, why are they getting up 3, 5, 8 times a night to urinate if they're a girl? Not a prostate issue, but the skull is squeezing the spinal cord, and the spinal cord is telling your urinary bladder to urinate.
How does the skull squeeze the spinal cord?
Okay. Well, the opening that the spinal cord comes through, because the spinal cord is formed in the brain, it comes through an opening in the back of the skull called the foramen magnum, which is Latin for big hole. So it's about the diameter of a quarter. But when you have osteoporosis of the skull, that foramen magnum goes from the diameter of a quarter to a dime. Okay, and it squeezes the spinal cord coming out of the back of the skull. And that's what it does with each of these 12 pairs of cranial nerves. And people get dizzy. They have balance problems. They get ringing in their ears, and they'll send you to their classmate who, you know, ear, nose, and throat doctor, so they can give you
right,
a hearing aid.
Right.
And when really it's the skull squeezing the auditory branch of the atrial nerve. Okay? Same way with all these eye diseases, okay, including macular degeneration, it's the skull squeezing the optic nerve, the optic artery, and the optic vein. And we undo all that with nutrition. Okay, and nutrition, give all the right nutrition, take away the bad foods to maximize absorption, and we can rebuild the skull, and we get rid of, I mean, we have people who have had, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 diseases for years and years and years, and I always say, give us 90 days. I'll give you a quick example, if we may.
We'll have to do that after the break, Doc.
Okay.
We'll do that. Doc Wallach with us. We're also going to open up the phone lines, as we normally do a little earlier with Doc, because we'll do it next hour, but we'll do it for the remaining half hour of the program. If you have a situation that you need his advice, give us a call. We'll be back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. We're back with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, before we take calls, you had a story you wanted to tell us.
Yes, this is a very important story, and of course it has to do with Parkinson's disease. And Parkinson's disease right now is spiking like crazy. It's doubling almost every month, okay, going up 63%. Okay, it's like crazy.
It
okay,
is crazy.
And so what happens is this. I'm going to give you one of our case reports, but I'm just going to give you the person's first name. It's a woman, okay,
okay,
by the name of Madeline, okay. She's in her 70s, and she went into this very famous clinic. If I told you the clinic, everybody'd know it, and it's going to be in the paper when it comes out, but I don't want to say it too early. But it's an internationally known clinic and very famous. And so, at any rate, they saw her every year for 11 years, and all they talked to her about was Parkinson's disease, Parkinson's disease, Parkinson's disease. Okay, and she kept getting worse and worse and worse for 11 years, and she'd get an annual physical every year for 11 years. And then they said to her, well, just keep taking your medication. We'll see you next year. That happened for 11 years. Well, after the 11th year, we came along, and we got her on her program for Parkinson's disease. And she went in for her annual physical for the 12th year. And they said, oh, something's wrong here. We need to rerun the test.
They thought they made a mistake, right?
They thought they made a mistake. But they came back again the next day, no Parkinson's disease anymore. So they said, well, stop taking all your medication, and we'll see you next year. And they kicked her out. They didn't tell her anything other than that.
They kicked her out?
Yeah, they kicked her out. Now, she applied officially to get all her records for us and for herself, and they were approved, but she hasn't gotten them yet. It's been a couple of months. I don't think they're going to give them to her, okay, because they're confused, and they don't know, did they make a wrong diagnosis or what. But
she's okay.
Oh, yeah. No, she's 100%. And she's going to be featured. We're coming up with a case report on this, on her. This will be a case report. And this is going to be coming out here in the next couple of weeks, so we'll send you a copy.
Definitely.
It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind.
Definitely.
Yep.
Let's take some calls for you. Joe, okay. Long Island, New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Doc. I have a couple of part questions on the longevity. One was my brother's got a pit bull. It's got a couple of, like, benign lumps. What would you give a dog for longevity and health? The second part of my question is about the milk and honey. Would you be able...
Let's wait on that.
Right.
Tell you how much does his dog weigh?
Probably over 100, 125. It's you know,
it's a pretty big dog.
You know, I've met the dog, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have, in addition to a good brand of dog food, a canned dog food with all the vitamins and minerals in it, not table scraps, not dry dog food, but a good canned dog food, follow the directions on the label, with all the vitamins and minerals in it. But the secret sauce here is going to be what we call Arthrodex. And it's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. So if it's 100 pounds plus, I'd go with five scoops of the Arthrodex. And dogs love it. I mean, this dog will eat it no problem. And you're going to add much time to this dog's life. I'm going to go back to 1900 before they had canned and dry dog food, and people were giving their dogs table scraps and that kind of stuff. You know, when they would kill an animal and they'd, you know, give it a piece of intestine, give it some liver and so forth. But what happens here in 1900 when they came out with all these dog foods, things changed, because prior to that, when they were just giving the dogs table scraps, they only lived 4 or 5 years. After they came out with the dog foods, because of all the laboratory research they've been doing on nutrition, they use dogs as a laboratory animal. Oh, suddenly now the dogs are living to be 12 and 14 years of age, which they do now. Okay? And so now we're adding the Arthrodex, one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. So in this case, I'd go with five scoops. And you can probably go through three of the canisters of Arthrodex per month for that dog.
Doc, when you went into veterinary medicine, do you wish you know now what you should have known then?
No, I think it was very useful for me to learn about veterinary medicine, because we learned how to prevent and cure disease with nutrition in dogs and cats and horses and pigs and cows and chickens and so forth. And I took all that information and added it to our humans, okay? Because in humans, you get sick, you go to the doctor, he gives you a drug to relieve your symptoms, but he doesn't get to the basic root cause of the problem. That's the problem. They treat the symptoms. They don't treat it. So I started treating humans like a dog. That was my theme. I'm going to treat you like a dog, but you're going to get better.
Good. Let's go back to Joe. We had a second question. Yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Now, two parts about the longevity thing. First is, obviously, someone like me can't get to the land to make milk and honey. So how would I get the product? And also, when you talk about longevity, I just looked up Michael Jordan at 60 years old. Say he really did want to play another year. Could you help him?
Oh, yes. I deal with professional athletes all the time in every sport. And I mean, story after story after story where their careers were over because of problems they had. I'd fix them. They came back, played.
Was the boxer you helped, Doc?
Well, let's see.
Was it Evander Holyfield?
Evander Holyfield, yeah. Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson.
Oh, you worked with Tyson?
Oh, yeah.
Powerful Mike.
and then, of course, Theo Ratliff, the basketball player. He was only 24 years old, and he had all this stuff going on with him. He needed a double knee replacement, so I said, don't do that. Just give me a chance. Give me a month. And he started talking to me about it, but they said, well, if you're not going to get the surgery, you're fired. So they fired him, and we got him on our program. And in 3 months' time, we regrew his knees, and we called it the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And he came back. He played for 11 years, George, and made $100 million.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the sort of stuff I do with athletes. So we have, now, and longevity.
How long have you been doing this now, Doc?
Started when I was 9 years old, so it was 1949. I started this.
You knew you were going to do this at 9 years old?
Well, I had a problem. They were going to hospitalize me because I had all kinds of problems, which they couldn't figure out what was
going
on.
You were a rowdy little kid, weren't you?
I was a very, very vicious kid. I would beat up adults and everything. If you got within arm's length of me, you're on the ground, okay? And because I threw...
At a whim, or did they have to provoke you? What happened?
No, they just got close to me. That was enough to set me off.
It freaked you out?
Yeah. And so basically what I did was I started eating animal food from the farm. And 3 days' time, I cured myself.
Rabbit food, wasn't it?
It was actually calf. It was from calves. It was alfalfa pellets that were reinforced with vitamins and minerals. And then, of course, to make a long story short, the big time came. And I got through. I was working with, the St. Louis Zoo. And
you and our friend Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins, yeah. And... I was working my way through veterinary school, and a guy brought me 50 dead lambs. And I said, what's happened? He says, well, I had 500 healthy lambs. This morning they were all dead. They were perfectly normal yesterday. They were all dead this morning, so I brought you 50. And to make a long story short, they had been drinking pond water, which is being contaminated by fertilizer from the neighboring farms. And this had caused... thyroid problems in all of these 500 lambs. And when the temperature dropped that night, because it was December, so the temperature dropped from 50 degrees, which had been running for weeks, down to 16. They all died of hypothermia. And I got it published. And Marlon Perkins took that publication, got a $21 million grant from NIH.
My gosh.
Yeah, and I did 20,000 autopsies. Okay, and over 450 species of animals and human beings. And I got a wonderful, wonderful thing because of that. They put my thesis in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because they showed there were no genetically transmitted diseases. They were all nutritional deficiency diseases.
Good for you.
And so very excited about that. So that's how it all started.
Tom takes texts and tweets for Doc. What do you have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc, this is from Jen in Austin, Texas. She'd like to know what causes and how to treat itchy forearms.
Itchy forearms, Doc.
Okay, itchy forearms.
Something's going on with the skin.
Yeah. Okay, well, it could be osteoporosis of the skull because the nerves that go down into the forearms come from the skull squeezing the spinal cord, and so that's a possibility. Do we know how old this lady is?
No, just a quick little email.
Okay. So let's just say per 100 pounds of body weight, she needs to take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And she also needs to take 2 bottles a month per 100 pounds of body weight of her MSM tablets. That's to rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, including skin, because skin is two-thirds connective tissue like tendons and ligaments. And then we have a product called hair, skin, and nails. She can take 3 of those twice a day. It's going to rebuild the skin. But I think she's got osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the spinal cord, and that's what's causing all this itchy stuff going on in the skin. Okay, this is a peripheral neuropathy, and this will turn around very quickly with this program. Now, I do want to run back to Joe here real quick because I didn't give him what he needs to take for longevity. Okay, he needs the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. He needs the MSM. And then our sports drink, Rebound, has 100 nutrients in it. Red Bull only has one nutrient, one mineral, magnesium. We have 75 minerals, okay? And so he needs to get on our program. And we can add, to his life, we want him to also to have our synaptives, so the brain cells can talk to each other. We want him to have our I-26, which will rebuild his brain and spinal cord so he doesn't get Alzheimer's disease and so on. And if he does all that, he can add 25 to 50 healthy years to his life. Because what we're doing, we're bringing the land flowing of milk and honey to him. We don't expect him to go to those places.
If somebody dies at 60, that's really too young, isn't it?
Way too young. In fact, we had, just today they had another a football player died 24
years old. In the 20 years old. Yeah, 24.
Yeah, 24 years old. And then it just died suddenly. Well, I guarantee you he died of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart disease, or ruptured aneurysm, or something like that. And this is all caused by nutritional deficiencies, okay? And they think, well, I'm strong, I can do whatever I want.
I mean, would it have shown up? Why doesn't it show up when, you know, like a year ago?
Well, because you don't have, you don't have symptoms, okay, because there's nothing clinically wrong. It's just you get to a point where the heart stops, okay, because it runs out of
it just goes.
All the elements it needs.
We have a friend in St. Louis. I was just notified a couple days ago. He was kind of heavy set. He was a lawyer, 60 years old, and he was having coffee with his wife. She went in the bathroom to take a shower, came back. He was dead on the floor.
Mm.
Just like that.
This happens all the time, George. And again, it's a nutritional deficiency. The heart stops. The brain stops. The spinal cord stops. The lungs stop. And this is the sort of thing we've been working on, and this is why the book, It's All in Your Head, is selling so greatly, because there's 37 different diseases you can get from osteoporosis of the skull, and the sudden death thing is one of them, okay? The sudden death thing is part of osteoporosis of the skull, because the skull is squeezing the various nerves and blood vessels and this, that, and the other.
And Doc, I hear so many stories of people dying in their sleep. What happens to them?
Well, let's say they're laying down, and they have a little kink in their neck, and it's setting off that stuff going on in the brain. I guarantee you that they had stuff going on. They were getting ringing in the ears. They had dizziness. They had reactive hypoglycemia, all this kind of stuff, and they just, you know, didn't pay much attention to it. Well, Grandma's got it, and she's 80 years old, okay? And so they didn't pay attention to it, and the night that they died in their sleep, they did something very, very bad. They probably had a lot of spaghetti, a bunch of beer made out of wheat, and so that's what killed him.
Interesting take of that. We're going to come back in a moment for a full hour of calls with Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com.